Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 941 for Saturday, June 8th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. After entering at number 10 2 weeks ago, and then last week falling all the way down to number 32, bouncing back up to number 20 is Oath, New Foundations by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 16,123 views, a gain of 4,868 from last week, or 43%, and 66 more than the number 21 game, which is Oath, the base game. It's also about 1,600 more than last week's number 20. After 2 weeks at number 16, down 3 to 19, is Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf with 16,199, just 76 more than the Oath expansion and a gain of 6.5%, but it loses three positions. So we're seeing here this week a surge in views up and down the list. That's why we see 1,600 being the gap between the number 20s from this week and last week. Actually, the gap at number 10 is 3,200 between weeks, week over week. So it's really the most in the last 6 weeks that we've seen for a number 10 game. So just treading water isn't going to be good enough this week. Down 7 to 18, Heat by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder with 17,638. It's about 1,400 more than Dune Imperium, but a decline of 5.5%. Not a huge amount, about 1,000 views, but this week enough to lose you seven positions. After 2 weeks at number 15, down 2 to 17, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 18,060. About 400 more than Heat, that's a gain of 2,000 views, or 12% from last week, and yet it yields two positions. Down 7 to 16, Sand by Ariel Di Costanzo and Javier Pellizzari, published by De Vere, with 19,114, 1,000 more than Spirit Island, a decline of just 2.2%, but again, down seven positions. Now, Sand was number 1 3 weeks ago, number 4 2 weeks ago, number 9 last week, and number 16 this week. I called it 1-4-9-16. So we, of course, have to predict number 25 for next week. Jumping from 38 to 15, Age Monia by Max Wickstrom, published by Lottepellet, with 19,317. Just a couple hundred more than Sand, and nearly double what it had last week. After a couple weeks back in the top 10, down 6 to 14, is Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 20,242, about 900 more than Age Monia, and a gain of 2%, but it loses six positions. See, as we get closer and closer to the top 10, competition gets even more fierce. After debuting at number 6 last week, down 7 to 13, Expeditions, Gears of Corruption by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games with 20,678, about 400 more than Brass, a decline of 13%. Leaping back up 7 spots from 19 to 12, Arcs by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 20,792, 114 more than the Expeditions expansion, and a gain of 42%. Entering at number 11, Sphinx by David Perkis, published by Inpatience with 21,812, 1,000 more than Arcs, and nearly triple what it had last week. Now, Sphinx is spelled differently, S-F-Y-N-X. There are, again, six new entries in the top 10 this week. Two of them are debuts. Falling out are from 6 to 13, Expeditions, Gears of Corruption, from 8 to 14, Brass, Birmingham, from 9 to 16, Sand, from 10 to 51, Thunder Road, Vendetta, from 2 to 83, Stupor Mundi, that's a decline of 86%, which is pretty enormous, and from 5 to 85, Ironwood. Number 10, Arc Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 22,369, about 550 more than Sphinx, and a gain of 24%. I couldn't really see any reason for the gain. I'm seeing that lots of long-running games are seeing gains. Dune Imperium gained 6%, Spirit Island gained 12%, Brass gained 2%. But 24 is definitely on the high end of that. And as it returns after 3 weeks away, during those last 3 weeks, Arc Nova has charted at 11, 12, and 12, so just a two-position jump back into the top 10. As I said before, that mark of 22,300 some is about 3,200 more than last week's number 10. Down 2 to 9, A Jest of Robin Hood, by Fred Serval, published by GMT Games, with 23,265, about 900 more than Arc Nova, a decline of 2%. Number 8, Radlands, Cult of Chrome, by Daniel Pietchnik, published by Roxley Games, with 27,295, 4,000 more than Robin Hood. This is one of our two debuts. Cult of Chrome is an expansion for Radlands, released in 2021, and currently ranked number 180 on BoardGameGeek. This expansion includes 32 new camps and 10 rebalanced camps. Number 7, The Seventh Citadel, by Ludovic Rudy and Bruno Sauté, published by Sirius Pulp, with 28,553. About 1,250 more than the Radlands expansion, and nearly quadruple what it had last week. It returns after 9 weeks away and charts for the 8th time due to its Season 2 Kickstarter campaign currently running, where almost €1 million have been pledged so far. Number 6, Slay the Spire, the Board Game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 28,828, 275 more than the Seventh Citadel, a decline of 12% as it loses three positions and tumbles out of the top three for the first time since re-entering the list several weeks ago. Number 5, Ezra and Nehemiah, by Shem Phillips and S.J. McDonald, published by Garfield Games, with 29,193, 365 more than Slay the Spire, and it returns after 57 weeks away, charting for just the second time. Previously, it charted up at number 3. The 57, it was the first week in May last year that it previously appeared. The setting for Ezra and Nehemiah is Biblical Jerusalem, the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem and its city walls. According to the description, quote, players will be using their cards, workers, and resources, unquote, and it is now available. Number 4, Terraria, the Board Game, by Chris Kingsnorth, published by ReLogic and Paper Fort Games, with 29,558, the same 365-view gap that we saw between 5 and 6, we see between 4 and 5. This is a debut, based on the video game of the same name. You explore and mine and craft in a sandbox world. The board game version includes, quote, simple deck building at its heart, and a flexible action point system, unquote. Number 3, Harmonies by Johann Benvenuto, published by Liebelud, with 30,210, about 650 more than Terraria, a decline of 6%, and yet here, despite all of the rest of the list being more competitive, that 6% decline is good enough to allow it to rebound back up one position, going from 4 to 3. The gap from Harmonies at number 3 through Terraria at 4, Ezra and Nehemiah at 5, Slay the Spire at 6, and the Seventh Citadel at 7, between those 5 games, the gap is only about 1,600 views. Pretty competitive for the upper reaches of the top 10. Number 2, Wonders of the First by Brian Tinsman, with 33,935, 3,700 more than Harmonies, a 35% decline as it falls out of the top spot from last week. This, again, is the CCG Kickstarter that has received a lot of negative publicity on BoardGameGeek. Its Kickstarter campaign has come to a successful conclusion with over $1.25 million raised. Number 1, Radlands by Daniel Pietchnik, published by Roxley Games, with 41,016, 7,000 clear of Wonders of the First, and nearly triple what it had last week when it was number 20, a 19-position climb. This is the fourth time in the top 10 for Radlands. It previously hit the top 10 3 times back in 2022, peaked at number 3 in its first appearance in the first week of January of 2022, and last appeared 2 years and 4 months ago. The theme of Radlands is post-apocalyptic, the setting. It is, quote, a competitive dueling card game about identifying card synergies, unquote, and clearly has made a resurgence now due to the appearance of its expansion. For Saturday, June 8th, 2024.